Let's go to Alan Richardson, the coach of St Kilda.
But yeah, there's no doubt that against good footy teams, of which West Coast are one, you need to make the most of your opportunities. We're really pleased with our ability to be able to set up scoring opportunities. We thought we got some really good looks. We thought our defence was pretty strong for a big part of the game. I think 43 mid-turnovers, when you turn the ball over, you generally have them out of position. We kicked 9 goals 13 off that facet of the game. So, I mean, it's positive you get the shots. It's frustrating to not capitalise. And to your point, yeah, we're possibly in a better position and almost got them out of the game. But, you know, full credit to them. Their last quarter was a bit too good for us.
Tactically, you got it spot on. You got a lot of opportunities that way. How did you view that aspect?
I thought our defence was really positive. Yeah, we acknowledged pre-game, how positive they are on rebound. They got some quality ball users back there. I thought, by and large, we did a pretty good job there. And it certainly wasn't that in the last quarter. We just couldn't really get the ball going forward. They became quite dominant, their midfield crew, particularly halfway through the quarter. I think we were still in front up until about 6 minutes to go, something like that. But yeah, certainly the damn wall broke the further the game went on. But no, we were pleased with what we did strategically, and we thought our method was pretty positive. It gave us an opportunity, a really strong opportunity to win the game. We're disappointed we didn't do that, but our method was positive, yeah.
Brown did such a good job on Kennedy for 3 quarters. What do you say to him?
Look, he was flat. He'd done a really good job. We just lost pressure through the midfield on their stuff. We didn't get anywhere near the clearance opportunities that we wanted, and they got most of those. I think all of their midfielders got reasonably high numbers late with some opportunity to spot Kennedy up, and that's always difficult to defend. He was pretty positive for us. Brownie thought that Seb Ross did a pretty good job on Mitchell. I thought Mitchell still got a bit of the ball, but thought Seb was pretty positive there. Mitchell didn't quite have the influence that was our call on it that he can normally have in terms of being such a creative player. I thought that was pretty positive.
Was there an intention to play a little bit more defensively with the midfielders not running through so much the last quarter as well, or was it just they ran themselves into the ground?
No, we certainly didn't want to do that. We wanted to still be aggressive with the way that we played. We certainly weren't far enough in front to be able to hang on. I don't know what the margin was at three-quarter time. It would have been around 10 points, with 11 points or something. So, no, we knew we needed to keep scoring and still be aggressive. The message was to continue to play our way. When West Coast started to come, we probably became a little bit more defensive just in our attitude to the play. We, that's not a want, but that was what happened. So we're on the back foot a little bit. But we'll learn from that, and that's said to the boys afterwards. We've played some, including the JLT series. We've played some good footy. We just have, we're having moments in games where the opposition are getting too much momentum, and we need to arrest that. And fundamentally, it's been centre bounce. It was again today. But by and large, that was, I thought, the effort to respond to last week. We weren't great on the road last year. I thought it was reasonably positive. Disappointed with the last quarter.
Yes, and that basically sums it up. Alan Richardson there live, the St Kilda coach at the press conference, disappointed with the last quarter.